that's so funny. Bless, bless, bless. Right. Oh, this is me. This is me. Right. Last dilemma of the week. If you want to get one into us, it's back Tuesday. You can email talk@beat102103.com like this person did, or you can WhatsApp 085 102 9103. Hey guys, my boyfriend and I bought a house recently for a fair bit of money. When I paid that much money for what seemed like a very suitable area, one neighbour is really annoying me. The estate is very prestigious, except for my neighbours, that really lower the whole vibe. They've destroyed their house in these stupid Halloween decorations. The whole front has been taped off like a crime scene with this stupid luminous tape that says, "Caution! Keep out!" Fluffy fake spiders all over the lawn, 4 inflatable ghosts, and the giant witch thing that makes loud noises every few minutes. Ooh. They only got a child last year, so the poor thing doesn't understand. And I think it's cruel to have that kind of environment for a kid. I just can't understand people like this. It's so childish and pathetic. Should I set up a WhatsApp group with the other neighbours to help get rid? Get rid of what?
The
get rid of the decorations,
I think.
Or the, like, the people. You can't ask them
and
to
child.
Leave. Can I just say, and you,
they only got a child.
They got a child last year. Got it.
The whole of the Southeast will be listening to this morning, and I guarantee you, and I say it now as somebody that doesn't have our house decorated, Halloween is not about, you don't have to have kids to celebrate Halloween. There are plenty. We've had it on the dilemma over the years. There are plenty of adults who adore Halloween, mm-hmm. who celebrate it bigger than Christmas, who love decorating their house, love listening to Halloween music, love listening to or watching Halloween movies. It's a
listening to Halloween music Thriller over and over again.
No, there's other tunes.
I'd be down for that.
There's definitely
the Monster Mash.
Can we please give, like, a little bit of, like,
yeah, but he said, or he or she, I don't know which it is, my boyfriend and I, anyway, could be he or she, they've moved into what they thought was a prestigious estate.
No, Niall, no,
what
not accepting
prestigious
that
mean?
It means,
like,
posh, fancy.
No,
and they didn't expect this level of tack with the crime scene.
Sorry,
that's
your
a bit
emailer
much,
you're being a bit, like, you're coming across as snobby. It is Halloween, it is a time of celebration, it is not lowering the tone. It's literally some decorations to say, hey, we love Halloween. And actually, when I pass a house that's really full of decorations, I look at it and go, fair play to them. Happy Halloween to you. Who are you hurting? Oh, apart from our emailer, sorry that, like, caution is really, like, upsetting you. No, this is, I don't accept this. And I don't accept about lowering the vibe or as if it's changing the cost of your house. Like, let's get an estate agent on the phone.
It is only for 2 weeks, to be fair. Now, the only one thing, can I just jump in and say that I would have a bit of an issue with, I have no issue with, I think you're right in everything you're saying, show. The noisy, cackly witch, right? If I was living alongside that and it was going off every 10 minutes, you know, I would have an issue there. I would.
Yeah, but, like, that's one specific
thing. Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying.
I think
the sound level is the issue.
The issue in this email is the fact that our emailer is basically saying the estate is above such decorations.
It's lowering the tone.
And I cannot for a second say, that's grand. Like, that's insane.
So you're,
like,
not going to join in the WhatsApp group,
like,
then?
There's so much, like, life is tough. It can be miserable. If someone wants to stick up a few decorations for a couple of weeks in the year, what is the problem?
I get one point. I get the whole point that the child is only one, so it doesn't really know what's going on. But then again, if these people are just into Halloween themselves. Exactly. But, like, the child doesn't really know what's going on.
But that's not
fair.
The point, Killian. If it gives joy to the person that put them
up.
Oh,
I know.
Like,
Liv loves Halloween. Her, like, she has the big, like, thing that says keep out on one of the doors when you walk into the house. There's bats all
across.
That's
for you.
No, it's not for me. It's for Molly as well. You know?
No, so,
like, for the mouse. That's what it's for.
Yeah. So I don't mind it, but she said, like, I love spooky season, and, like, the cups are Halloween, she's got everything. But I think, like, when it's, I just don't like the caution tape. I think that's a bit much.
Look,
I'd be a bit of a
snob
that way.
Is it any worse than Cho's Santa Stop Here sign,
Niall,
in December?
I have such an issue with my Santa Stop Here. And I think you really need to I'm going to get you to Wexford this year, and I'm going to get you in a picture with Santa Stop Here, and I'm going to make it my profile picture. Come on,
all right, what would you say to our emailer? Okay, let's get through a few of the messages coming in. It's very one sided.
Michael's on, he's not happy. He said, "Hi Beat, I just want to say I hate your Daily Dilemma person this morning. Apart from the fact that I love Halloween, what a feckin' snob. Doesn't matter your address, just be nice. Even if their kid is too young to understand, the decorations are also there to invite in trick-or-treaters later." I mean, get a grip.
Okay, fair point. Rachel was on.
My God, that woman would hate my estate. Well, not my estate, just the part where I live. Me and two of my neighbours, we all just love Halloween. And like we decorate our houses, like we go all out, like, you know, like spider webs all over the place. We've inflatables, we've witches' knives, we've big bloody webs. And this year, my neighbour, it's so awesome. She done like the floating Max, is it out, Stranger Things? I don't know because I don't watch it. But whoever that person was that like was floating up into the sky or something. But I'll send you a picture because she done it. Savage. Like it is so cool. So like this woman, get grip. Like it's Halloween, it's a bit crack. You know what I mean? God, everybody wants to take the fun out of stuff.
Killjoys. Okay, Chantel was on too.
That dilemma. If there was ever a Halloween version of the Scrooge, that lady is it. You'd think she would just let that family now have their bit of crack. It's Halloween. Do you know what I mean? Some people prefer Halloween over to Christmas. Is she going to be like that now when they have their Christmas decorations up? Do you know, I bet you now the same one would be the one that has the most lights outside her house now flashing at Christmas. She should let them off now and do their own thing. And I bet you the child loves it. Absolutely shocking, carry on. Happy Halloween!
Yeah, you too, Chantel. Lucia was on.
Oh, and if she set up a WhatsApp group that was related to me and my decorations, I would purposely put up more decorations because it's just ignorant. She's there with her decorations, bothering no one, at no one. She could have the worst neighbour ever. She's lucky that she has a neighbour that doesn't bother her in any other way. So she's just being snobby.
And finally, we'll hear from Robert, who's quite angry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just have to listen to your daily dilemma there. Tell that person to get over themselves. I'm sorry. It's too tacky. What do they expect people to do to not have anything? Jesus Christ, if they came near my house on Halloween, we used to have projectors with smoke screen coming through up against the window. Used to have every inch of the garden covered in decorations. Halloween is about spooks and getting your house done up to the nines so when people walk up, they know it's a scary holiday. Prestigious. Get over yourself. You live in Ireland. Nothing in Ireland is prestigious. Jesus Christ. Sorry. But yeah, tell her, put up a few decorations and be happy.
Okay. I think he met her. The Southeast has spoken. And it's about time you got into the spooktacular mood for Halloween.